This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic banter. Don't forget the history rose. Dynamic banter.
You know Streets of Rage?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And you're like punching one guy, and then another guy kind of gets it from your elbow. That guy goes, ah.
Ah. Are we okay? Everything sounds good? All right, here we go.
Somebody double porno with that.
Science. Science. Science.
You need to fill it with your cum. You need to fill it with your cum.
Space. Science. Space and science. Space.
Of course.
Space and the moon.
The moon.
Of course.
Hey guys, welcome to Dynamic Banter. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the show.
A couple of quick things we want to get out of the way first. Important things. The moon.
And science.
And science.
And what was the other one? Space.
Space.
Dude.
Dude, that's like the when you first walk into the planetarium and it's kind of lit
oh
up and you're finding
God.
Your seats.
Dude, you're a billion percent right.
the usher at the planetarium.
Welcome to the Buzz Aldrin Auditorium here at the planetarium. Please find your seat and sit anywhere you'd like. The show will begin momentarily. There is to be no eating or drinking in the show at any time. Please keep your hands in your lap, and when the lap bar comes down, make sure it locks into place. If you have motion sickness, if you're pregnant, if you feel sick, if you have dizziness or vertigo, you may experience discomfort on this attraction. Hold your breath. We're in space. And now, and now
leave.
We're in space.
I would leave.
Really, you'd be like, "Oh, this is one. This is not what I thought it was gonna
if
be."
If somebody said, "Don't breathe," there's no air in space.
Don't breathe. We're in space.
No, that's why I'm observing space from Earth because of the air, the luxury of air.
Guys, welcome to Dynamic Banter. Listen, Mike, I've got a cool thing that I want to share that is related to the space okay. and the moon and
space. kind of fun.
It's a great track, but do you want me to talk about it now or do you want to do it later? Because
when does your heart want to talk about
well,
it?
Well, I don't know, man, because look, I just want to be I want to make something very clear right now.
Okay. And I think that you have. And I think that you have.
I want to make something really clear to you
yeah.
all.
Uh-huh.
This episode of Dynamic Banter is going to be completely about the Great Piss Debate of
yes.
2022.
That's good to know up top. Why does that sound kind of beautiful?
There's something calming about it.
Yeah. It's a very like a it's a like a relieving scent. I feel like I'm, yeah, my ears relieving. Are getting a massage.
On a genetic level, Mike, I wonder if it is because when we expel waste, it feels good.
Mm. And that's good. That's a great follow up.
The toilet has something to say.
Let's cut to the toilet. Let's cut right to the toilet.
Okay, so we've got to get into this piss debate, because the thing is like this thing blew up a little bit bigger than
we didn't
thought.
Have anything else to talk about before that.
Well, look, I just think that there's a lot of emails, and I think, you know, we could talk about some stuff before that for sure.
Yeah.
But the majority of this episode, I think, will come down to this big piss debate, because I'm curious, as I'm sure you are as well, about why. When we step outside of the concept of this piss debate,
yes.
And for those of you that are jumping into this episode for the first time and you have no idea what we're talking about, to summarize, we got an email in our history, in our Pistory Road email box. And this person said they were on a road trip. They had to pee in a bottle. They were driving. There was nowhere to stop to pee. They peed in a bottle. They were driving. They got a pee-pee on their pants.
Enough to
change them.
Change, yes.
And then sometime later, went on another trip, was the passenger this time, had to pee, nowhere to stop, the pissenger, and pissed into another bottle and got pee on the pants again.
Watch your heads up.
To the point where this person had to change their pants again.
Wow. What would you call a person like that?
I would call him a piss boy.
Let's cut to our resident piss boy.
Yeah, that well, guy. Right now it feels pretty good, but any second now it's going to stop and hurt.
Shut the fuck up, Dan. So, why don't we treat the piss boy like shit?
Yeah, oh, because he's a piss boy. You yeah. treat your piss boy like shit. And by the way, when you take a job as piss boy, you got to know you're going to be treated like shit. Don't take that job unless you're expecting to be treated like shit.
Don't take the job unless you can take the piss.
Rule number one, take the piss.
Space.
So, So Mike and I are kind of at odds with the answer, which is fine, and it makes for interesting podcasts, and certainly we'll get into it at some point in the show today.
Yes.
But outside of just how interesting that was to us, we ended up calling people and whatever, and
everyone
it was like
we
had different opinions kind of across the board, which is really interesting.
Yeah.
And then what come to find once we put the episode up. And we asked you guys to chime in on your thoughts on where you stand in the debacle. We got quite a few
overwhelming
people.
Response.
Overwhelming. And yeah. quite a few tweets, quite a few comments, messages, DMs.
People not afraid to put their thoughts out on the internet when it comes to piss.
Right. Because it's such, everybody does it, you know?
Everybody. Yeah.
So, and I was talking to Kevin yesterday a little bit about Kevin Plackey, shout out. And he was talking to Ellie about it, and they got into like a debate about it.
It'll rip a house apart.
And it's just like a huge debate. And it's just like, you know, people are presenting it to their families, to their friends, to their pets.
Yeah.
And everyone's got a different opinion.
Don't let it ruin your Valentine's Day is the disclaimer.
And I think we should put the piss to bed tonight and say goodnight to the piss debacle in this episode.
We should piss to bed tonight.
We're going to go pee-pee in our beds tonight, and I think we should certainly put the lid on the debacle in this episode. So this will be the definitive end to this debacle, because I think we're going to get so many people talking about it.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll call some more friends. I don't know. We'll see where it goes.
We're
going to
get
organic.
Deep into the weeds on piss.
We don't plan this.
No.
But we'll see where it goes. But I certainly want to dive deep into this thing, because it's more fascinating to me why it's so divisive.
Yeah.
And I think it comes down to an individual person's disgust of piss. Is it disgusting
Tolerance.
Enough for you to change your pants?
Yeah.
Or is it not?
Yeah.
Well, who knows?
Can I say one thing first before
Absolutely.
We get into it? Like a little palate cleanser? Yeah. Surround a Crowdwork show tonight. It's our last chance to shed adapt. Some tickets have been sold. As of right now, there are some tickets available. Those tickets could be your tickets. Got a special guest coming by the name of the King of Hollywood. King of Hollywood isn't always at every show. But when he's there, careers are made. Careers are, dreams are broken.
Oh, yeah.
And
I heard he just throws money around like a maniac.
He gave out
like thousands. I heard last time.
Yes.
Like just handing $100 bills to people.
What looked like $100 bills were handed to people.
He's the King of Hollywood. He's got a lot of money, I guess.
Just throws it around. He really throws his weight around.
He does. Yes, he does.
So anyway, if you're anywhere near the Los Angeles area, the Hollywood Improv, two shows, 7 Jackpot. And 9:45, Jackpot is right. You'll be surprised you're not in Las Vegas with the value that we're But if you want to come, for the most part, if you buy tickets to the early show, there's a little intermission and they let you stay for the later show. So fucking come, hang out.
Yeah, you definitely want to come. It's very fun and awkward for the comedians. And that's always fun to see comedians get awkward.
Because the crowd is in control. It's a crowd work only show.
Yeah, yeah, it's hard. It's hard to do. It doesn't look... I mean, they might make it look easy, but trust me, it's not.
It's because it's lit really nicely.
And it's lit AF. So, okay, we'll get into this piss thing and we'll put a lid on it. We'll close the toilet. We'll put the toilet seat down on it.
Yeah.
And that'll be that. And I'm really excited about it because I think there's a lot to talk about. And my friend Shannon, who did the honk tattoo, excuse me. She's got her opinion too. And she was like, she hit me up and she was like, I got something to say about it.
Okay.
So we got all these special guests. We got everyone chiming in. It's going to be really exciting. But before we get into that, Mike.
The Surrounded Crowdwork Show.
Did you guys know that there's a Surrounded
Tickets
Crowdwork
in the bio.
Show?
Every couple minutes. Like, wow, they didn't sell anything
with
to the
music.
Dynamic banter.
Welcome back.
So, someone just woke up in the sound room. I was just like, oh shit. Okay, so I went to this movie premiere, Mike, called Moonfall. The movie called Moonfall. The movie is called Moonfall.
What's the movie called?
It's called Moonfall, and it was directed by a man named Roland Emmerich. And he directed and produced and created movies like Independence Day, Stargate. Whoop, whoop, one time. My Stargate kids, my Stargate fam. And a bunch of cool shit. And so he made this big new disaster movie, Mike, and all I'm going to say about it is, do you know anything about it?
I know nothing about it. I was about to ask you what it was
Dude,
about.
Dude, this is all I have to say to anybody, and this is all I will ever say about this movie.
Okay.
Because it's true.
Okay.
It's a movie about the moon trying to kill us.
Hmm. Like he grows a face
the
and
moon.
Gets mad.
No. No, that's ridiculous.
Yes. Space.
The moon. So it's about the moon's trying to kill us, and it's great, and it gets real close to the Earth, and it like causes big disasters and like tidal waves and shit.
Yeah.
One of those big disaster movies. How do you feel about disaster movies?
They're, you know, just like any other movie, but that's what it's about. it's like a love story.
Yeah.
But the love is a disaster.
Right. The love. So usually a love story, there's something between two lovers in a love story.
Yeah.
Whether it's distance.
Monster, distance.
Time.
Time. Space.
A third. A love triangle.
Yeah.
A will they, won't they?
The stars.
And usually they're, but with a disaster movie, it's like the disaster in between the love affair.
But is it always a love affair?
No.
Is it?
No. This one certainly isn't.
Okay.
I mean, there are people with relationships. There's families and loved ones and married people.
Yes.
But it's just the reason why I ask is because like there some people like love disaster movies.
Yeah,
like they just love going and getting their popcorn, maybe having a drink or two or a token of mange.
in a disaster movie.
And then you go and you sit down in the theater and you fucking can't wait to watch like New York explode or some big wave come and take out everything. Yes. It's just like one of those, it's like when action movies, fun like can't wait to go see an action movie. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. So that's what it is. And there, the reason why I ask is because there are people who like freak out about disaster movies. Yeah. Like I love disaster movies. I think they're so stupid and fun.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what this was.
It's like Fast and Furious, but the disaster is the cars.
Yes. So after this premiere, came home and whatever, didn't think twice about it really. It was like, okay, it was a good movie. I told all my friends that I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And tweeted about it a little bit. And that's that. I got a package in the mail, Mike.
It was the moon and trying to sent sneak me in. The moon.
It was a Trojan. The old Trojan moon. Your
lunar horse. Never open a moon.
Never open your horse.
No, it could be the moon. It could be the moon. The moon could be in there.
That is an insane dynamic banter. Only one of inside us is baseball. Be old
on a porch saying that, like, you don't, and that's why he don't open the horse.
And they're like, oh man,
because that's where the that's how the moon get out.
It's a pizza pie. I don't know if you knew it.
That's how love get out of your horse.
And then. Get like, out that old man's so scary. He just says the weirdest shit. He talks about cum and he honks his horn at us. What a maniac. Guys, not we don't want to go over there. So
he came to me.
So I got this package, dude. And it was one of those promotional packages where they go like they give you like, you know, trash.
But it says the movie thing on
it. But it says the movie thing
rubber
on
band
it.
Bracelet.
Yeah. Moonfall. Yeah. But rubber this one band was pretty bracelet cool, was actually.
Cool one time.
Dude, it contained. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It this package contained, hands down, the greatest thing I've ever been given in a promotional package. Uh-huh. And as someone who like the reason why I even get these things is because back in the SourceFed nerd days, you're I was just like the big nerd movie guy. And that's all I ever did was talk about movies and nerdy shit and TV shows and toys and shit. And so we built that credibility a little bit. And so all these companies reached out and were like, let's send you all this shit, right?
Yeah. How much value is it to them now compared to what it was at one time? Same, different?
Probably different because, yeah, you know, well, obviously...
What?
We're a little older now. Things aren't as... It's hard to get it up these days sometimes.
Is that why? You're not going to accept movie stuff?
Yeah, because I can't get it up as hard as I used to do on camera.
Anyway, check out this movie with the moon.
Look at my semi-hard dick and look at this movie about the moon. I think there's a world where I could do an OnlyFans where I have a semi-hard dick and I open up stuff. I open up stuff that people send.
I would follow a live counter of how much you got. I would have it on a watch. I
do
would
you
have
think it would be a lot?
Watch. I don't know. I think I don't there's know only either. One way to find out.
It's so crazy because like I think it would be a lot at first.
Yeah.
Because people would be like, well, I have to see this.
How much do you think it would drop off and when
it does would drop off occur? Real fast, probably.
Month? Week?
I mean,
first post?
Yeah, because I think that there's like the initial interest of what could this possibly be?
Yeah.
And then the curiosity of like, you know, my junk.
Can I tell you something, man?
Yeah.
And I talked about this a little bit with Zoya. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of Patreon. But if you just started, or anybody who you really liked as a creative person, just started a series that wasn't based on the website, like the place it went to. Like, you know how in order to do good on YouTube and TikTok, you got to be like consistent?
Yeah.
If there was just a series that started and you didn't know what it was, and there was the first episode of that thing, and then the second episode is like whenever... the person decides that it's going to come out, but you don't get buried if like you take a week off or 2 weeks off or whatever. Sure. And it had nothing to do with the platform itself.
Okay.
It was just exactly like if you started a show where you like you reviewed movies, but also like your semi-hard dick was out.
Yeah.
I think that would be so interesting.
It would be very interesting. Because it's so not, different from what
it's
exists.
It's not based on, like, you're not like, okay, we'll see you, you know, tomorrow at the same time or whatever.
No, it's just like anytime you get a
It's thing. You're on a ride.
Yeah.
You're on somebody else's ride.
Right.
You know?
I think people would tune into that even if they didn't know who I was, because they'd be like, this is a really bizarre...
How do you get the word out about it? You put out the first episode and something has to happen at the end of the first episode for everyone to be talking about it.
I think I would put it on Pornhub. I would have a Pornhub channel.
A free episode?
I think there would be like clips.
Yeah.
Like no money shot or anything.
No. But it would be what?
The clip?
Yeah.
It would just be like a good moment. Like a good, like maybe like a good dick moment.
You know? Like when the sun was behind it for a second?
A GDM, yeah. Men do have this thing that's a good dick moment.
Yeah.
It's only happens sometimes. Yeah. It's not
I used to
time.
Think dick was always the same at all times.
No, it's so
different.
And then
different. You have good moments.
So different.
Yeah. Like moments where you're like, fuck yeah, dude. Like you're hanging out with a friend. The friend's doing good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck it's yeah. Dude, and it's nice. It's a nice little like, okay.
Who's this guy?
All Who's this guy? Maybe we haven't spoken in a bit or something.
The moon.
Space.
Venus.
GDM.
So, I said Venus.
Oh.
GDM! Good dick moment. Dude, okay. So, I got the greatest thing I've ever gotten from anything ever. In fact, it might be the greatest gift.
Dude, you got a liver transplant.
Did you ever see that saying. Richard Gere movie, The Greatest Gift?
No.
It's not real. Dude.
That was a Hallmark movie, right?
The Greatest Gift. It was a holiday movie, yeah. It was someone surviving cancer.
Yeah.
It was like the beginning of the movie happens, the glove, they're in love and everything's perfect. They're going to have a baby. And then all of a sudden, cancer, the C.
Oh no.
And it's like,
but it's also Christmas.
It's Christmas. It's going to be Christmas.
Right.
But the movie opens with like previous Christmases and they love it. They love Christmas. They're big Christmas family.
This family is a little different in that they love Christmas.
They love Christmas. And I'll tell you, we got to get some BIPOC in there. Get an interracial couple, dude. Let's get out there. Why not?
You have to.
You don't see it on TV.
No. You see it on the Hallmark channel.
You don't see it, but you'll see it on the Hallmark channel this summer, this Christmas.
Dude, did you drive by the Hallmark building when they wrapped it up like a present?
No.
They wrapped the whole building in present.
See, I love that. It's very cool. I love when they do that.
Yeah.
It's very corporate and it all is to serve a brand.
Yeah.
But I, you know what? The Christmas spirit transcends that.
Man, brands care about so much stuff.
They care so much. They care so much. They make changes like that.
Dude, I you grow up and you're just like, brands are brands. This is Kellogg's.
Yeah.
They just make cereal. And then you grow up and you learn that brands care a lot about stuff.
Yeah. One day I learned that Kellogg's feeds dolphins.
Dolphins.
Space.
So, dude, I got the greatest gift.
That's great.
And I'm here to share it with you.
In the moon shadow box of Richard Gere, the greatest
dude.
Gift.
Dude, yeah, it is. It's just Richard Gere and a little heart locket. And it just has engraved the greatest gift.
The greatest gift.
I hope you agree with me.
Okay.
Like, if you received this, this would be the greatest gift.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to show it to you. I'm going to hand it to you. And then I want you to describe what you think this is and describe what it is. Okay.
Okay.
It's got the whole moon. And here's the thing. For me, it's like, what could I possibly think is the greatest gift? You don't have to guess.
You've gotten so many gifts.
But I've gotten too many gifts. Like, stop.
You're good at getting gifts.
And I'm so easy to get gifts for because I just like bonkers shit.
Yeah.
You find some weird shit, like a little tin full of googly, sticky googly eyes that you could just stick anywhere. That's a great gift.
It's a great gift. And then it goes where?
Into a box and I never see it again. And I never use
it. Do you want to buy me something to put in storage?
Do you want to buy me something that makes me feel like you know me, but then I put it in storage?
Your never forget folder.
The never forget folder. Let me put that in there.
Dude, I said something about that the other day.
Yeah.
Big hit.
Oh, yeah. Big hit. Yeah. You should try it with the King of Hollywood.
Absolutely.
See how it goes over.
Yeah.
Okay, so. Yeah, so I've gotten like Muppety thing, like one of the greatest gifts I've ever gotten. Like I can name off a few.
Sight.
The bird. Shout out to my main boy, G-O-D, for giving me sight. Greatest gift. Amen.
Sight. GDM.
The sun.
The sun. Yeah, see, that's the best part about this music is you can say anything you want.
Dude, and this is what everybody's
pencils.
Doing during this music. Keep doing it, keep doing it.
Excuse me. Dude. YouTube.com/dynamicbanter. You want to see what Mike was doing during that moment? It was real good. Dude, I love that. That could be a TikTok. What people are doing. Yeah. You could do the different
people. How to walk into a planetarium.
How to how to walk into a planetarium. Do people need that?
How to walk into a planetarium.
One of the greatest gifts I've ever gotten, Mike, a big bird feather, a real bird feather.
Wow.
I got it because I backed this documentary about Big Bird,
cool,
which is out. I think it's called I Am Big Bird. Very touching documentary. Highly recommend it. You don't have to be a fan of Big Bird. It's just a great documentary about a great man.
Right. I think you have a mutual friend who has contacts in that world.
Oh, what? Liam. Really? Yeah. Oh shit!
He's been trying to get you Muppet stuff for a long time. Oh, and conversation damn. For a long time. I'll hook you guys.
I just got a half chub.
Well, now's the time to shoot the next video.
Why does it get louder somehow? I'm not touching the volume. It's weird.
Wind.
My computer's sentient now. Wind. So, yeah, big bird feather, a genuine big bird feather. It's framed and it's in my living room. It's one of my centerpieces. I love it.
Very cool.
When Brie did the secret roast for me for my birthday.
That was awesome.
Never forget it. I found a picture the other day, which is one of the only pictures I have from it.
Yeah.
And it's everyone like on the dais and me standing up there freaking out.
Yeah.
It's such a great photo. I need to frame it.
That was so funny.
Dude.
That was so funny. That was a great gift. Way to go, Brie.
No one has topped it, really.
No.
Until now.
Until
this. Until this very moment. Until Moonfall, dude. It's so crazy. If it wasn't for Moonfall, I wouldn't have been given this gift, which is the greatest gift. It transcends Big Bird. It transcends all my friends roasting me in a secret thing that was not filmed.
Cool as shit.
Cool as shit. It transcends all of that.
Yeah.
You ready for this?
Uh-huh. This is a folder. It says, great job. That was a very genuine yell laugh. It says, Cosmo Nova, your name is written in the stars. Ours. So what I'm guessing this is somebody bought you. Okay, so here we go. This certificate proves that a star named Steve This certificate proves that the star named Steve Moonfall crashes into theaters in IMAX on February 4th. This is better than the roast, you think?
Dude. Mike.
Yes.
There is a star.
Yeah.
In the universe.
Yeah.
Named Steve.
Yeah.
After me.
Okay.
A star, dude, in space.
Yeah.
That's the Steve star.
Yeah.
If aliens flew past it, they could go, there's the Steve one and the Jamie one.
Are they in the database? Are they, the aliens are in the human name database?
Yeah. They have an app that pops up information all around them, like AR, probably.
So it has coordinates.
Yeah.
AR.
So if you want, if you wanted to travel there, you could see the Steve Star.
Yes.
It's a Steve Star. Officially, dude.
But it's just Steve.
Yeah, it's not Steve Zaragoza.
This is every Steve's star.
But it's me. No, no. Someone could be like, there's a star called Steve. Whoa, that must be me. But it's me.
Hey, if your name is Steve, I got some coordinates to sell you.
It's like NFT. It's like an NFT. It's like, take a screenshot of it. And it's mine now.
This is a cool illustration. I like this.
Yeah, it's like a guy on the moon delivering your package.
He brings your star to the moon?
He brings your package to you saying you got a star.
Why is he running away from the Earth? The Earth is where we live.
That's true. Maybe he just grabbed the star and now he's going to like go grab.
Or he's going to the moon. He's launching off.
He's going to go to the moon.
He's going to the star. He's launching
off. He's going to the star to grab the moon.
Just like Ronald Reagan did in that one movie, Casanova.
What the fuck? Dude, there's a star named after me in the universe.
Kind of.
What do you mean, kind of? It's they named it Steve.
Yeah.
That's my name.
What's your legal name?
Steve. Listen, if you were to translate my legal name to English, it would be Steve.
So many people's names. They couldn't even give you another initial or something like that?
Look, I'll take
Steve
it.
Steve from SourceFed, it says.
Steve from SourceFed.
It just says Steve.
What if it said Frankenstein MD?
It just says Steve.
It's like, why that?
It says Nuke Fam. It just says Steve, and it has. It's like this broken sentence.
Where's the broken sentence? This, let me see it.
It just says. That's unless so I'm missing
funny.
Something.
That's really funny. If there's a broken sentence on it.
Read maybe because I'm not good at reading. Read what that says.
Okay, it says Cosmo Nova Here's certificate. Here's a picture of Steve. That's Steve. That's my star right there in the universe.
Here's Steve.
Out in the universe. It says Cosmo Nova Certificate. This certificate proves that the star named Steve.
Starve.
Moonfall crashes into theaters and IMAX on February 4th, 2022.
The little commercial in between the information.
Yeah, it totally has. Well, because it was gifted to me from Moonfall.
Yeah, you think it's finished a sentence.
That is interesting. It says the certificate proves that the star named Steve with coordinates, but it's in the constellation Taurus, Mike. How cool is that?
It's good. It's not as good as a period at the end of the
statement. Yeah, that is something that I would definitely dock them for.
Maybe you could take that up with space.
Like, they make this nice glossy certificate for you to, like, frame. There is no doubt. And they misspelled the shit out of it.
There is no doubt that the paper is beautiful. The presentation's very nice.
But something's wrong.
Yeah.
But it's got a registration number, and it tells me where it is, and it gives me the coordinates and everything, dude.
It's cool, but it ain't a roast. I'll say that. But that's not for me to decide.
Exactly. I mean, you as like a huge comedian, stand-up person, I'm just the biggest nerd that you probably know.
It's not even about comedy. It's not even about the comedy. This is about all of your friends were in a room.
See, that I didn't know about.
To surprise you and to love you and to shower you with hilarity. And this is a half sentence on a cool piece of paper about something that might exist for a bunch of people at once.
Wait, so you think
every Steve at that fucking party got those coordinates and you're putting that above what was the big bird's fucking feather?
You know what, Mike? You're like the kid at the birth that goes to the kid's birthday party, and when the kid opens the gift and is real excited about the gift, you go, "Well, I already have that."
Only if the kid says, "Every other present I've ever gotten is
the best gift I've ever gotten." Yeah. I didn't say it was horse shit. I said there are three absolutely good
gifts.
I'm
glad that you like it. I don't have to like it. It's not my present.
I just love space. I love the idea that there's an unknown. It's like still super unknown with the super unknown.
There's one thing that's known, and that there's a star named Steve.
That's right. And look, sure, it's not Steve Zaragoza. It's not Steve Z. It's Steve. But And there's billions of stars, probably. But my
billions
but,
more Steves.
And it's probably dead, that star. Yeah. It's totally dead.
Yeah, yeah.
The fact that you can see it.
So you're saying.
Means it's dead.
That perception of that star's name is Steve.
The idea. Yeah, it's like almost like a, it's almost like a gravestone in space.
The idea of that star's name is Steve.
It's like there. Yeah, it's like going through a graveyard and seeing Steve. And you're like, oh, that's cool. Someone named Steve was there, but it was in space.
The coordinates of the gravestone.
It was in space.
Yes, that's true. So is this whatever we said in the wide angle camera?
All right, perfect time for ads.
Great.
Hopefully we didn't forget about that.
This
I did.
This is my favorite part of the show. It's the most artistically freeing part of the show.
Dude, look, it's definitely like ridiculous and like stupid, but I love it so much. It
for
makes
sure.
me so happy.
And if you want to advertise with the Dynamic Banter Boys, email dynamicbanter@gmail.com.
That's right. You want your product to potentially become a funny bit.
Do your parents sell ice cream or no?
Oh shit, you know what, man? We have something to announce. We have our own music. We have music we can use in our ads now.
Yes,
that
we
are ours.
Yes.
We purchased music.
From the one and only Neil Ghosh.
Shout out to Neil Ghosh. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 tracks.
Yes.
And we're gonna do each one in per episode.
Dude, Neil also does, yeah. Neil also does, he does like live streams all the time where he writes music.
And oh, no shit, really? Oh, that's
yeah,
tight.
I'm gonna try to find it.
Tight. All right, well, this track is called Baby Making, and it'll be the ad music for today, and it's a big day on DB.
I love
First
it.
Time we've had our very own personal ad music.
That's a yes.
Here we go.
That's a yes.
Damn, baby, them titties look amazing.
Damn, baby. It's just Neil Ghosh on YouTube. Sorry, dog.
Damn, this is fuck music. Are you kidding me? I love it.
He has one song called Poo Poo Pee Pee in A minor.
We're never gonna hear it. But this is real good. Guys, welcome to the ad portion of the show. I want to shout out to HeadGum and all the sponsors one time.
Don't be a-
space, space, of course. Space,
space. Of course.
First sponsor, Squarespace.
Squarespace.
You guys know that Mike Falzone has a Squarespace website.
That's
and
right, Steve.
Boy, oh boy, is it great. It's a yes. place where you can go and see what the heck Mike Falzone is up to and what shows he's got coming up and stuff like that. And it's really well laid out. It looks nice and it's good.
Anyone can have a nicely laid out, good looking.
Just like Mike.
Just like me. Using Squarespace, it's very easy. I don't know nothing about websites, but I do know how to work a Squarespace one, and I'm never turning back.
Everyone can look good like Mike! And you know, Squarespace is just a wonderful way to get your business, your art, your writings, your whatever, out onto the internet in a really professional, wonderful, beautiful looking way. And I'll tell you, I've never seen a website. But if I ever do, the first one I'll see is a Squarespace website.
And that's a promise.
And that's a promise to you and to Squarespace. And I'll tell you, you want it to look nice? You want it to look professional? You want it to be easy to do? You want to be able to get help if you need it because you don't know what the heck you're doing? Squarespace can help you, baby. All you gotta do is use their 24/7 customer support line if you ever need help. And by the way, you can build these websites straight from your mobile phone. Hello, who's there? Someone on the mobile phone?
nothing. Erotic.
So guys, you want to start your own website? I'll tell you. All you got to do is go to squarespace.com/banter. And then when you're ready to launch that website, use that offer code banter.
Erotic? Don't be ridiculous. Erotic? 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 Of course. Erotic?
Man, I don't remember the offers, and the script doesn't have the offers in it.
What do you mean? I think it's 10% off your first.
Is it 10% off?
I think that's what it's always been.
Okay. Yeah, because I can't find it anywhere in this copy.
I'm almost positive.
So guys, you want to get 10% off that website and domain, you can use that offer code banter at checkout. When you're ready to launch, use that offer code banter at checkout. All right.
Erotic.
Hey guys, let's talk about feels, huh?
Love feels. Love a good feels. I just got a package from them the other day.
So did I.
Did you get a package?
Ooh, and it was blessed.
And you know what it was?
Oh, baby, tell
me. CBD mints. You put a little mint under your tongue, you get a couple mg's of CBD, and let me tell you something. Stress melts away. Aches and pains melt away. It helps you get to sleep faster. Dude, I took one the other day, and I went to sleep for a long time during the day. I woke up refreshed. Nice, not stressed. Had a terrible sleep last night, probably because I didn't have some. What's going to change tonight? What's going to be the changing factor tonight? Having some. CBD from Field.
I'm going to make a baby. CBD makes me want to make a baby, and in a good way. I'm talking about in a good way. Because you feel good. And it's basically like an aspirina, but it's natural.
Uh-huh.
And it don't bungle up your body.
No.
It's natural. Dude, Mike really nailed the head on the hit, because I'll tell you, CBD helps me go sleepy times, and I need it, baby. I need it all the time.
Yeah.
And, ooh, it really helps. And if I feel like shit, sometimes CBD helps too.
Absolutely. It helps even just as a de-stressor. Let me tell you something. A lot of people in the age range of us listening to this show right now have parents that are kind of always in pain. Mm-hmm. They're getting older. And maybe they're a little like, oh, CBD, is that? I've heard about the weed, okay? Mm-hmm. That's not what it is. It has no THC in it. It's not, it doesn't make you, thank you. It's not all wacky.
Mm-mm.
It just makes you feel nice.
You like don't get those high feelings.
No. That's not part of it.
No.
And you could always, they give you QR codes on the box to scan it to tell you exactly what's in it. There's so much information.
Guide in there.
Yeah, there's a little guide.
And it's real easy. And it tells you, like, if there's like a little tincture dropper thing in there, it tells you how many drops it takes to have a sleepy night.
Yeah.
Reduce some stress, whatever. And it's, I don't know, I like it.
Yes, it's very nice. It's very convenient. And it's not as hard on your body as some of these other over-the-counter things are.
We wouldn't tell you to check it out if we didn't like it ourselves. So let's get down to business.
Yeah.
You want to start feeling better with feels? Why don't you become a member today? You can get them CBDs delivered right to your door. And by going to feels.com/banter, and you're going to get 50% off your first order with shipping. Huh? How about that? Huh? What?
We're going to have to loop these songs.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. And that's feals.com/banter. I'm telling you, feals.com/banter.
Erotic.
Banter.
And you become a member and you get 50% off automatically, taking off your first order with free shipping at feals.com/banter.
Erotic. Banter. You wrote it?
Banter. Banter. Banter.
Of course not.
Promo code. Promo code.
Of course.
Thank banter, you so much, Fields. Banter, banter.
Promo code.
Promo code. Promo code.
Promo.
Promo code.
Promo code.
Promo code.
Promo.
Promo code.
Promo code.
Promo code.
Promo.
Promo code.
You wrote it.
Banter.
Hey guys, how about this? Last but certainly not leastest, how about we talk a little bit about what the bees make in their beehive? Wait a minute, that's not what we're here to talk about. I'm here to talk about honey.
Honey. Didn't expect that one, did you?
No, I didn't.
Honey's kind of cool as hell. Honey is like having an aunt with you at all times who has a big purse, who has coupons for literally everything in her purse. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking for literally anything online, we're talking about generic subjects and not naming any brands specifically, like shoes.
And blank.
Or shirts.
Or blank.
Or pants.
Or blank.
Or even things like electroniers.
Or blank.
You can go online, you could shop how you're shopping. What you do is you download the Honey extension on your browser and it feeds through, it looks throughout the whole internet, throughout the whole purse of the internet to see if there are any coupons to make what you're looking for a little cheaper. And that's what Honey does. Honey does.
Honey does. Honey does.
That's what Honey does.
Honey does. Honey does.
Honey does.
Honey does.
Honey does.
Honey does.
Honey does.
Honey does.
Honey does.
Honey does.
Honey does.
That's what honey does.
Honey does.
Honey does. Excuse me. And that was a fountain to anyone from Honey who's listening. And let me tell you guys this.
Honey does.
Honey does. Honey does. Honey supports over 30,000 stores online. Who does?
Honey does.
Honey does. And we're talking from sites that have tech.
You got one.
Look, here we go. We're going, and I'll tell you,
sorry. We're doing a different song. Music by Neil Gosh.
Honey does. Honey does. Honey does. Honey does. Honey does, honey does, honey does, honey does, honey does, honey does, honey does.
You wrote it?
Don't be rude. Don't be rude.
And Honey supports over those 30,000 stores, and I'm talking from tech to gaming products to popular fashion brands and even food delivery.
Don't be ridiculous.
I don't think he's being ridiculous.
I'm not being ridiculous.
Honey does.
So guys, why don't you imagine you're shopping at one of your favorite sites?
There it goes.
I've got no information.
Page right out.
That's the end. Thanks for listening. That's the end of the show.
Promo code banter, probably.
Imagine you're shopping at one of your favorite sites, and when you check out, you see that dang thing taunting you. It's that coupon code box. I lose my goddamn mind every time I see it.
He does. I've seen him do it in public.
And I'll tell you, it makes me, I'll tell you guys, I lose my shit.
That's why we can't use the internet at the library anymore.
I smashed up a brand new because I saw one of those boxes.
Honey does. Honey does.
I destroyed a stranger's laptop because I couldn't think of what could go in that box. There's the track ended. But here's what we'll do. When you're looking for good, that code, just like Mike said, it'll search for it, it'll find it, you don't have to do a dang thing. And Honey has found its over 17 million members, over $2 billion in savings. Can you even imagine $2 billion?
Honey does, honey does.
I'll die before I could ever imagine it. Honey does.
Honey does, honey does, honey does.
Do you imagine $2 billion?
I'm doing it right now. It's hard.
Honey does.
It's hard.
Honey does, honey does, honey does.
Is there any service, Mike? Is there any company that has a feature that will find coupon codes on the internet?
Honey does.
That's right. And if you want to get in on Honey, all you got to do is install the free plugin, and it just takes seconds. And when you get it, you're doing yourself a solid and you're supporting this podcast. And we never, I'll tell you, we would never recommend something that we didn't use ourselves. 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 So get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/banter. Didn't use ourselves. That's joinhoney.com/banter. Honey does. Honey does. Honey does. Honey does. Honey does. Honey does. Get it free. Get it free.
Jackpot.
Honey does. Honey does. Honey does. Honey does. I don't give a fuck.
Jackpot.
All right, thank you so much, Honey. We appreciate it very much. Ooh, it ended perfectly.
We had no choice.
We had no choice. Mike, are you ready? Yeah. Are you ready? You know what that means. You know what that sound means.
We can start the show. Gentlemen, start your show. Thank you, Neil Ghosh, again for the song. If you want to follow him on IG and tell him that you're listening to the songs, it's NEEL.GHOSH. Neil Ghosh.
Dude, I'm so fucking stoked to get to this, to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah.
Here we go. Oops.
History.
History.
Pissing intensifies. So he just woke up because of that. Or pissed their bed because of that.
All right, Mike. Let's get to the bottom of this.
When we last left our heroes,
they were arguing about piss. It's not fair! Fair!
Space.
You changed your pants. How much piss was it?
You're making that up.
Some people are dead. End of our marriage.
I need a piss boy.
I don't care.
So that was the highlights from last week.
All right, let's get in here, dude.
Okay.
Let's jump right into this piss bucket.
I'm very excited to hear. I've been enjoying listening to the opinions roll in.
Me too, man. It's been great. I can't wait. Let's start from, usually I start from the very beginning, like the latest emails. But now, this time I'm going to go back.
Okay.
Is that cool?
3 years.
3 years?
This one says, I love Cloverfield too.
This one... This one said, when Malcolm ate those olives, I was laughing. Okay, so where could this have started? Let's see. Let's go.
You should do one of those email searches and just in the search thing, just write piss.
Ooh, here we go. Okay, the first one that we got. Oh, shit. We also got a breakup advice question. Should we jump into that before we get to the piss?
I think maybe we do it at the end.
Okay.
I'll make a
Let
note.
Let me star it.
When you're done with piss for today, you give me the nod.
And then we'll bring back the piss. Emma says, pant pisser? Let the debates continue.
Dude, great job. Great job, Emma.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
We gotta add it to the board. Dude, I was thinking about a bunch of sounds to add to the board. Like, why don't we have jurlery in there? Jurly.
I don't know.
Like, it should have been in there earlier.
It really makes you think.
Really makes you think. I have a beard hair in my mouth.
Oh, that's the worst.
Me, female, this is a girl, agrees with Steve on earlier debated subject. Too long didn't read, said subject to my boyfriend, male, agreed on the subject. I don't understand that.
You're doing too much science.
Yes.
Make it regular voice.
Nevertheless, we might be more okay with a little bee of your pee in your pants. Oh, so they are okay with pee on their, a little bit of pee on their pants. To my point,
Steve, come back. We gotta finish this.
Sorry, man. I forgot I got a delivery package. I guess I used to be a pants... Oh, here we go. I guess I used to be a pants pisser, depending on who we ask. I still supposed female, prefer to pee outside. What?
You're disqualified.
When I know there's a day of being able to pee outside, I use a panty liner and change it indoors when I have to poo unnecessary often due to IBS. So I won't get drips of piss in my panties. When you pee outside all night, you pee most likely drips through to one's pants. Mm. So, I used to be a pants pisser too? Fine with the answer anyway. Side note, the panty liner is not the same as the sanitary pad. Panty liners, as far as I know, were made for this reason, to gather drips of piss. Be it due to incontinence or whatever.
You've said the magic word.
That was our 1,000th time saying piss.
You win a free piss shirt. It looks like someone pissed all over your shirt.
Because they did.
And who was it? You'll never know.
Some shirt pisser.
Some kind of shirt pisser.
Appreciate your input. I don't know that there was a definitive...
Wow, this is really in-depth. Here in Europe, we also have foreskins, mostly on men.
Tight.
There sometimes become so-called sprinkler issues with extra folds of such kind.
Sprinkler issues.
Hence my interpretation of this OG emailer male just liking to change his pants too often stays the same. Maybe we're more redneck, maybe we're born with it. A little bit of piss on your pants is okay. Some piss needs more clarification. Some is a very fluid concept. That's what I'm saying. I don't think we have enough details for a definitive answer.
I would agree with that. I would also say your... I don't know that calling someone a pants pisser who pissed their pants is always like a negative insult, you know?
Sure.
I'm not saying it to look down on you.
Right.
I'm saying that's what you did and that's what you've done.
And you should think about what you've done.
Yeah.
You little piss boy.
And we'll shut the radio off for the rest of the ride because of it. And you just sit there and you think about it. Why you had to change pants twice in a week.
And why don't you think about it? Yeah. Why don't you think about it for a second? Andrew sends a history road saying, piss pants truck driver. A pistory road says, hey boys, I'm a truck driver for a particular large brown truck company I'd rather not name. Okay, I think we know.
Yes.
Not the purple one. Okay, well, you didn't have to give us more details if you didn't want to say.
It's this one.
As you can imagine, I deal with potentially pissy pants on the daily, not to mention poopy boopy pants.
That doesn't fall out of that company's shorts?
Apparently not. Feel free to give me a hang up at his phone number, and I'd love to have a chat or not, whatever you guys want. In this wild noise salad you call a show.
Dude, that's pretty good.
Big thanks, your boy Andrew.
Pretty good.
I mean, I don't really want to talk to people about it. I really wish you would have just put what you thought in there. But great job anyway. Thank you for emailing the show and thank you for listening.
You tell us your opinion and then you say if you would like me to expand on
clarification.
Say call me to just unlock my opinion.
$5.99. Don't put your opinion behind a paywall.
Yeah.
Sam says, hello, DB, BB boys, this is a pistory road. The answer to the potential pants pisser problem is purely volume. I have not taken the proper scientific exploration to determine the exact volume, but it's probably somewhere around a teaspoon or a tablespoon. It doesn't take a lot of piss to be a pants pisser. That's what my grandma always told me.
Does it say that?
Yeah.
I like it.
It doesn't matter if the penis is outside or inside the pants, because you're not a pants pisser if you get a couple dribbles from not doing a properly post-piss shaky shake.
Which is what it should sound like when done properly.
It should, yeah. The fact that he changed his pants is concerning, but I know if I had a couple of drops on my pants and my girlfriend noticed, she would probably want me to change my pants.
Is that what happened?
That's it. We don't know.
With the event stuff, we have to be careful. Yeah. If he gets piss on his pants and he is the one who chooses to change the pants twice,
right,
that's a pants pisser move.
Right. But from his email, we don't know if she made him do it.
It didn't
this
sound
guy's
like
saying
that.
His girl would make him change his pants. Would probably make him change his pants. That's what our boy Sam is saying here. Not the other guy. He's saying, like, if my girlfriend saw it, she'd probably make me change my pants.
He's not saying that guy's girl made him change his pants.
No.
Okay, sure.
He's saying, in conclusion, if the piss can't dry within 5 to 10 minutes, you are a notorious PPB or pants pissing boy.
So I think me and him are on the same. I'm not inhuman. I'm not saying a couple drops of piss on your pants
is reasonable. Isn't reasonable.
Right. We've all dropped piss on our pants. Yeah. We've all dropped piss on our pants. And the big unknown here is volume of piss.
Yes.
A tablespoon of piss is a lot of, you've pissed your pants. I don't care where you're.
Really? You think a tablespoon is a piss your pants?
You want me to go get a tablespoon? Because it's a lot. I'll drop a tablespoon of water on your pants. You tell me if you pissed your pants or not.
But that could be like a laugh so hard that you peed a little. A tablespoon could be you laugh so hard you peed a little. And I don't know if I would say pissed my pants. I think I'd be like, I peed a little.
You would say you pissed your pants laughing at that joke.
I'd say like I peed a little laughing. Not I pissed my pants laughing.
I think peed a little.
I know. I know, but I don't.
Okay, so what is it called? Not schematics. Fucking this or that.
Point, counterpoint?
Sure. It's if we're going to do semantics.
Semantics.
Drops is where I draw the line.
Drops of Jupiter.
Drops is where I draw the line in the semantic argument. If we're talking about a small puddle, then you did piss
your
pants.
So you're saying anything visible?
No. Drops.
Because drops don't need to be visible. Drops could be like you got piss drops.
So now we're talking about invisible drops. I don't know. Then it's too nebulous.
No, you know how like when you spray.
Space.
You know like when you're in the urinal and you can see spray and you're like, whoa, okay. Like there's spray. The spray is going everywhere.
Yeah.
Probably onto your pants.
No one is saying invisible spritz.
That's why I'm saying like if you can see it.
But if you could see it and it's drops, I'm willing to give the benefit of the doubt.
Me too.
If you made the choice to piss into a bottle in a moving car and a non-moving car, and you had to change your pants because of the amount of piss you got, guess what, bud? You pissed in your pants.
Also,
you pissed your pants.
Also, to me, like, it also depends on how funny it would be to say someone pissed their pants. Because there's all these variables. Like, for me personally, depending on the person, I would say you pissed your pants.
Yes.
Even if it was just a little bit of water, I'd be like, whoa, somebody pissed their pants.
Right.
As
change
a funny
your pants.
Joke.
Pants pisser.
But if we were in a court of law and I was like, I put my hand on the Bible or whatever, and they were like, you can't lie. And they were like, did that person piss their pants? I'd be like, no, they got water on their pants. And I said they pissed their pants because it was funny. So in some,
what is the truth in this scenario?
In some instances,
yeah.
The truth is it wasn't piss. But depending on how funny I feel in the moment, I would say someone pissed their pants depending on what kind of stain they have on their pants. And whether or not it was piss, I might say, just to be funny, you pissed your pants.
If there was a teaspoon size of water on somebody's pants,
I'd be like, you pissed your pants.
So I think that.
But as a joke.
But if it, okay, well now it's piss.
That's why I'm saying there's too many variables. So if it's piss, I'd be like, looks like you got pee on your pants.
Why would you say piss your pants if it was water?
Because I was being funny. But if that
so this is like, let's call the police.
Yes. Okay, so he
I
says,
think we were very close to agreeing for half a second.
No, no. Well, anyway, he says, to continue the argument, if you shart, did you shit your pants? I don't want to do this because that is the same argument.
Yeah, you got shit in your pants.
But did you shit your pants if you just sharted?
What is shart short for?
A shit fart.
Okay. Case closed. Case closed. Dun 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 dun.
Squawkle jack in space. Dun dun dun. Dun flam. Dun down.
Where's my bubble? There it is.
If you sharted, you absolutely shit your pants.
Moving up. Sam says, thanks for all your laughter over the years. I love you. Please come to Salt Lake. SLC, baby. Maybe we will. He also said, this is very funny. Thank you, Sam. I appreciate this a lot. At the end of the email, he says, please call me. And he put 911.
Please call the police.
Ooh, Jesse. Jesse Stillwell, friend of the show.
Jesse's going to be like, you ever do heroin?
If I piss my pants, I'd do heroin.
What do you think if the sun thought it was going to die, it would piss itself?
Do you think if you did heroin and you pissed your pants, it would count as pissing your pants?
If you shot out of your dick, did you piss your heroin?
Jesse says, hi, boys. If you had to change your pants, you have pissed your pants.
Thank you, Jesse.
I'm not saying that you didn't.
Thank you, Jesse. Who's next?
The metric is embarrassment, and I believe that it's on a sliding scale because of the tolerance of the pisser. That's where I'm at. There's more to it, I think. Once the pisser makes wet, how comfortable are they stewing in it? I believe that I've dribbled piss onto my underwear every single time I've pissed in my life. Yes, Mike.
I just wanted to be, I didn't want to be rude.
Sure. No.
So I think it's a nice idea to say that the burden of whatever is on
whoever's the pisser. The individual, yeah.
But that doesn't make any sense because if you have absolutely no shame, like if you're a jackass guy and you piss your pants but you're cool with it, did you not piss your pants? Of course you pissed your pants still because facts exist. You know what I'm saying?
But if the intention was to piss your pants so that you had a bit where you pissed your pants.
You still pissed your pants.
Well, but I think if the intention was to piss your pants, because this is an accident. Like, I think the accident has something to do with it, too.
I don't think it helps.
It doesn't help. But the accident complicates the situation. Because it's like, if you pissed your pants, I feel like that's an accident every time.
It was an accident to not get the piss inside the container.
Fully in the container,
and it was
yeah. But in Jackass, it's not an accident to piss
yourself.
Hold on,
I'm going to lose it.
Okay.
I'm going to lose my cool. So if the intention... If the intention was... if the intention was to not piss your pants and the choice that was made was like negligence, I'm gonna piss into a bottle while driving a moving car,
negligence.
I think that mindset makes you a pants pisser.
Interesting. The negligence is a factor
because it's not like, oh, this is an emergency on the side of the road, I'm trying to avoid leaves, I get a little splashback and a couple drops.
What about a piss on the pants from peeing outside?
Somebody else pisses your pants?
Yeah, someone runs by and just pisses on your pants.
You wrote it?
They are the best.
Space.
So Jesse says, I
believe... I got a little bit of heroin on me. Just a little... If I got a little heroin on me and it made me high, does that make me addicted to heroin?
I believe that I've dribbled piss into my underwear every single time I've pissed in my life. I do not consider this to be pissing my pants.
You're putting your dick away too early, bud.
Well, you know, I mean, but still, there's no way to get every driplet.
Take time for yourself. It's self-care.
It depends on how much time you have. If you're trying to get out the door, you don't have a half an hour to get all the piss off your dick.
I used to, I was being taught to piss, I would dab. I would do dab with paper.
Can you do a dab with your penis and balls? With the balls being...
You wrote it?
I don't know.
Jesse says, also, in conclusion, if I've dribbled so much piss that I feel I need to change my pants, then I have pissed my pants for sure, and I should feel embarrassed.
Thank you, Jesse.
That's, there you go. That's how Jesse feels.
Yeah.
Someone sent in a History Road where the description says losing an adult tooth, and I'm going to skip right over it.
Mm-hmm. Not the sewed. This is
not the sewed. Kuthumi? Is that the thing that comes out of the ocean and kills everybody? Cthulhu?
What is that?
Cthulhu.
Is that a manga?
It's a bit. No. It's like a H.P. Lovecraft.
What am I thinking?
It's like, do you ever seen the big sea monster with like a bunch of tentacles on its face, and it looks like a big giant beast with like wings, and it's just tentacle mouth?
Is it that thing that was in that superhero show that kills everybody in the first episode?
Heroes?
No.
What superhero show?
The weird one. Not Watchmen, but something else. Was it Watchmen?
Like the big space squid.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Similar.
Yeah.
But this one is like people believe it's real. It's in the ocean it'll come out and kill us someday. Cthulhu. Tight. There was actually a moment when Cloverfield was considered to be maybe a Cthulhu movie. Maybe they were finally making one.
Tight.
But this guy's name is Kuthumi. And he says, hey, DB, BB, bilateral cum guzzling goblin boys.
Half off.
My name is difficult for people to pronounce, but you can call me shout out to Derek. First time roader here. This is shout out T Derek.
Shout out Bo Derek.
I'm a too hungy horn honk 24 year old born old boy producer and editor for the ever so popular but garbage YouTube channel Screen Rant and The Richest.
I think I've heard of Screen Rant.
So have I, yeah. No shout-outs, please. Too late. When I'm not making trash content for too much money on the internet.
What does that sound like again?
I drive semi-trucks, and I mainly only move Amazon freight. Getting back to the piss, I constantly urinate in bottles, not while the vehicle is in motion, but when I'm pulled over at an Amazon facility or near civilization, as it is illegal to whip my Johnson portable cooler out and about. I'm not trying to loose my job because of my little pissy pamper baby boy bladder. There is a bed behind my driver's seat where I sleep and a trash can. I usually pee over my trash can just in case.
Kind of a flex.
Any drippage. Super flex. I got a bed in my truck.
I usually try to launch over the can.
He says that the bag catches it if there's any drippage.
Kind of nice. Because
he pees over the trash can. Now, my question to you guys is, if some of that splash, say 3 drops, goes onto my sheets on the bed, am I a bedwetter? Or must I physically be laying down on my mattress then to proceed to pee-pee for that to qualify? Damn. That's a really good question.
I think it's the same thing I'm saying.
I think it's the same argument. Yeah, it's
like, I don't think you pissed the bed because you had a human. And I'm sorry if I said that in the first episode.
Thank you for apologizing.
You know what I mean? I'm not trying to say you're a pants pisser because you inhumanly. I don't remember saying that.
Yeah.
I don't think, because that's not the way I feel in my heart. If you got a couple drops on whatever, I don't think you're a pants pisser. And I think the amount is what's important. But if you got a couple drops on your bed, I don't think you're a bed pisser. I think if you got a teaspoon of piss on your bed, you piss the bed.
You think so? Yeah. You think the teaspoon amount is still where you're sticking, even with bed wetting?
I think visually, if you were to see, if I was to
I mean,
put two pictures
yeah.
and there was a tablespoon of piss.
You're
and
saying were, tablespoon now.
I said tablespoon before. I'll say any time.
Oh, so it wasn't teaspoon.
Spoon of piss. Any spoon
really?
Of piss. Drops. Spoon of piss.
I think we need to do a special investigative and literally get a tablespoon and a teaspoon. Mike is going to get a tablespoon and a teaspoon. And can you get some jeans? We're getting now we're a band, a podcast, and we're like the Mythbusters. The Piss Busters! Oh no! Oh no, we're the Piss Busters! Welcome back to Piss Busters. How can we do more content about piss? This is it? This is the end of it. Alright, well.
It's been.
It's been. Oh, also there's a little bit of networking in here. Steve, I'm working on a pilot about the Hellfire Club and shooting it at the end of this year. I'd love to chat more about it with you and possibly give you credit for being one of the inspirations for young Benjamin Franklin. Send me an email or text me if you want to talk. All right, cool, man. Hell yeah. Thank you, Kathumi. Or should I say, shout out T. Derek. Yeah, let's talk about it. That sounds rad. All right, let's see what happens when Mike comes out here with his teaspoons. Someone named Haha says, my two cents on the great piss debate and a short pistory road. What's up? It's your boy T from the DV. I don't know what that means. Just figured I'd give my two cents on a short history road regarding the great piss debate. I agree with Harley in that he is a piss boy for sure. And for my pistory road. All right, he snuck a pistory road in. I'll read it because Mike's not here. When I was about 7, 8, or 9, pick one. I was outside playing around in the yard as a little boy dozed. All of a sudden, I really needed to piss, like real bad, relatable content. But me, being a dumb Lee boy, I did not go into the house until it was way too late. So, I wait till I can't hold it anymore and sprint full speed to the bathroom. Surprisingly, I did not pee my pants on the way there, but when I got the toilet and started to pull my pants and undies down, I began to pee. Unfortunately, my small boy gawk was facing straight up at my face.
Oh, that's great.
Staring right at me with one open oi. Long story short, I pissed right in my face and all over my shirt, pants, and toilet seat. I've enjoyed the many years of the content you both have provided through the years, okay? And really appreciate the both of you.
Did you say gawk with a G?
Yeah.
I love that. I love that you did that. Okay, so let me, this is my presentation.
Okay.
This is zero exaggeration, just is what it is. We'll call this section A.
Drips.
This is three drops of piss. This down by the knee over here, this is a teaspoon of piss.
That's a teaspoon?
This is one teaspoon of piss. This up here is a tablespoon of piss.
Yeah, tablespoon is you pissed it, you pissed your pants.
These are my closing arguments.
That's drips, okay.
Not pants not pisser, pants not pissing it. Your pants.
Anything over there is you your pants pisser?
Anything, tablespoon or teaspoon, pissing and above pissing pants.
So that teaspoon one is like you've pissed your pants.
Yes.
Wow.
This
can we
is
make sure that that's clearly seen for the court for the jury?
Thank you, Your Honor.
Does the jury need to see the pants? Let's pass the pants around.
Let's each wear the pants like sisters.
Can we have someone wear the pants? Yeah, like sisters. I mean, I think I totally agree on this, on the spots, the little splashes.
Yeah.
I think teaspoon is right on the line.
It's, I think, like, that's where it's personal. It has to be personal preference, and it's not a law, and it's never going to be one thing or the other. But if you're over here,
yeah.
That's what I
that
think.
That tablespoon, 1,000,000,000% that's is you pissed your pants.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
John Ryan, pick a name, says, hello, my name is John Ryan, and I'm a pants pisser. It's one word, John Ryan.
Interesting.
J-O-H-N-R-Y-A-N.
One of my first best friend's name was John Ryan.
Was it all one word?
Yeah.
Wow.
And we were altar boys together.
John Ryan.
Yeah.
It's a strong man's name.
John Ryan.
He's not one man.
John Ryan makes a tool out of other tools and hits tools with it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. John Ryan can chop wood real good.
John Ryan.
John Ryan.
John Ryan.
He came on down from Kentucky. John Ryan.
He chopped that wood real, real good.
John Ryan. John Ryan.
John Ryan.
John Ryan.
John Ryan.
John Ryan.
John Ryan.
Damn, that's good.
He can hit a baseball over the moon.
John Ryan. One time he grabbed Kentucky by the tail, spun around, and gave it a whale.
I saw John Ryan just the other day. He stopped me in the street and I had to say John Ryan.
The Pacific Ocean is his tub, John Ryan. He uses Africa for a back scrub, John Ryan.
He's gigantic.
He's a huge guy.
John Ryan.
A giant.
John Ryan.
The earth it does shake when he runs.
Oh boy.
He's too big to carry guns, John Ryan.
He eats guns.
He eats guns for breakfast, John Ryan.
His little gun and a hot dog bun.
He says, my name is John
Ryan. He'd be a gun and a hot dog bun, John Ryan.
He would eat a gun and a hot dog bun, John Ryan. He could eat steel for every meal, John Ryan. We can do an hour on John Ryan.
He doesn't need that magic spoon. He'll do a cum shot right to the moon, John Ryan.
Someone draw John Ryan standing up over the earth with his arms like this. Just like legs spread as far as they can with his feet in the ocean on the earth. And just pissing.
His pants are rolled up.
Absolutely, his pants are rolled up.
He's in a lake. He's standing in a lake in the middle of the woods.
Just stoic, like the like the Jolly Green Giant.
Yeah.
Hello, my name is John Ryan, and I'm a pants pisser.
Think of how many gallons of piss.
Oh, shit. John Ryan's dude, pants. Rivers of piss from John Ryan. I was once in a very similar situation to old Piss Boy from Orlando, so hopefully I can further illuminate why getting piss on one's pants does in fact make said person a pants pisser. John Ryan's on Mike's side.
John Ryan...
Some friend John Ryan's on Mike's basketball team.
He was.
Some friends and I were down the city, Philly, one night to see an arena football game. Drinks and fun were had by all. Mm-hmm. We were on our way home driving through Center City, and I had to piss. I mean real bad. The driver of the car politely declines to pull over, instead throws me a Gatorade bottle. So I say, fuck it. I pull it out and I stick the tip right on in.
In the
game? Gatorade bottle.
You're in the stands?
They're
the
driving. Game? No, they're driving through right. The city. So I say, fuck it. Pull it out, stick the tip right in. And that's when my great friend starts to swerve like a madman, which resulted in, yes, you guessed it, me getting piss on my pants.
It's unsafe, but it's funny.
John Ryan. My pants had my piss on them, but therefore, accident or not, I was a pants pisser. While you guys were having your debate, I also thought about this point. If you have to wash the jeans, you're a fucking dirty little pants pisser. Anyway, those are my thoughts on the matter. I'm a big fan of the podcast. Really appreciate you guys.
He's the biggest fan.
He is the biggest fan. Literally bigger than Heather.
How did you even...
Maybe John Ryan and Heather should get together. Heather, you want us to set you up with yet another person?
Hey, be in the same room together and change the gravitational pull of the universe.
Dude, that would be... Maybe it would be catastrophic to get the two of them in the same room.
Oh my goodness.
It'd be like that tree battle in Lord of the Rings.
It's like when the two poles kiss each other.
Mm-hmm.
The north and south the south. And north. Yeah.
I appreciate you guys making me laugh every week. Mike, I'm going to try to come see you in March and hopefully not piss my pants on the way home.
Hell yeah,
yours
do your best,
truly...
Mike.
John Ryan.
John Ryan.
Dude, I want to name this episode the Legend of John Ryan.
The Legend of John Ryan.
So bad. And, but we're not going to do it.
Gates closed.
It's about the piss. This episode's about the piss and not John Ryan.
It's not even about it.
Ooh, Mike, we got a request for a business podcast ad read.
I love it. I love it.
Boom.
We'll get back to you.
We're going to get back. Ooh, we got another one.
Oh, fuck. Our troubles are
damn,
over.
Damn, your boys are
John
about to...
John Ryan.
We gotta get John Ryan on the phone!
Somebody get John Ryan on the phone.
Bobby sends an email saying, Pistory Road, also featuring porn incident. Hey, Mike and Steve. Oh, wait, we have a drop for that.
Porn incident?
A porn incident, yeah. Okay. My name is Bobby, Mike and Steve. I'm a longtime listener, and I think this is my third History Road, so I'll try to keep it short. Just how Steve likes it.
You wrote it?
So on the topic of the pants pisser from last week, I will add more layer of complexity that might help to land on a verdict. Did he spill piss from the bottle / cup, or did he pee directly onto his pants? If he spilled, then he's not a pants pisser, just a piss boy. However, if he pissed directly onto his pants, even by accident, I'd say he's a pants pisser. Not sure if this helps or just makes the debate even more ridiculous, but just a thought. Wow, interesting.
I do respect the thought, and I respect the thought process.
Yeah.
I don't fully agree with that because it's still his piss. It's not like he was carrying a bucket of piss. Whoa.
But if someone was carrying a bucket of piss of his friend's piss and he spilled some on him, would you say he pissed his pants?
I wouldn't say he pissed his pants. I would not say that. I would say you got piss on your pants.
Of course not.
Course.
Also, in regards to the discussion of watching porn but not masturbating, I have a funny, awkward story from work for you two. I worked for a small automotive shop, and I had a customer bring his car by for some upgrades and maintenance. Pimp my ride.
He wanted a cappuccino machine in the center.
He wanted a popcorn machine in the truck.
He wanted a pool in the center.
I love that. When they bring people to see their car, they go like, so we put like a full aquarium in there?
Yeah.
So you probably don't want to drive it.
There's a lot of water in
but
there.
But it's nice.
It's a human pit.
Also, you can change that water out twice a week.
We took the wheels off. We thought it'd be unsafe.
We took the wheels off and we put cheese wheels.
Yeah, dude, it costs $30,000 to keep that clean once a month.
Right, you gotta have to get that cleaned out once a month. I work for a small automotive shop, and I had a customer bring his car by for some upgrades and maintenance. When I was driving the car around the building, his phone was still connected to the Bluetooth, and he was watching some Bang Bros content. Hell yeah, bro.
During the drive? That's sex addict.
In the lobby.
In the lobby.
Waiting for his car to be done.
Still might be sex addict.
While I was hearing the audio in his car, all of the moans and sounds had me dying laughing and shocked he didn't notice.
Damn.
He had no audio on his end. He continued to watch porn while we waited and even had a Pornhub intro sound blast out of his phone as he rushed to mute it later in the day.
Oh, so he got, dude, while he you're sitting realize. In the while you're sitting in the lobby, you're probably like, oh perfect, I don't remember muting my phone, but this that was
but
what
it's
I was
perfect
gonna do.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah, man,
why are you watching porn in the lobby at the fucking auto
maybe
shop?
He has a problem, you know, maybe he has a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah,
is that
know.
A problem? Yeah, I guess it is.
I mean,
as long as he's not jacking off.
As long as he's not jacking off what?
To porn.
No, I mean, like, as long as he's not jacking off, then what?
Like, if he was jacking off in the lobby watching porn, I'd be like, that's a problem.
If you're...
But if he's just watching porn...
You're 50 years old, yeah. And you're with your 10-year-old kid in the lobby
oh, that's
waiting
different.
For your
that's
Toyota
4Runner. Different. Yeah, no.
You
if
don't want
kids
somebody
around
watching porn.
And you're watching porn, that's a problem. If you're the only
are we gonna have another debate?
If you're the only person,
here's when it's okay to watch porn in public.
Do you think if you were the only person in the waiting room?
Not your waiting room, dog. That's a plate. That's a public place.
But let's say, okay. So no matter what, you think that's
I don't
wrong?
Think porn is okay in a public place unless the public place is like a sex party.
I like to use porn as a joke in a public place sometimes.
But not everyone gets that.
But
joke.
Not everyone gets that joke. But that's why I don't do it around everyone. I'll do it in very specific situations. But if you and I were the only people in the waiting room of something,
yeah.
And we had our backs to a wall.
That's not what's happening now.
I'm just
you're
saying.
Doing the thing
I'm
again.
Saying for me.
Yeah.
For me.
Okay.
If you and I were
and you were like, hey, look at
yeah,
this.
Yeah, and I was just kind of like trying because my bit is I just try to get people to notice that I'm looking at porn.
But I think
as a joke.
Why that's funny is because you know you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. This guy's probably not doing a joke. And that's
no.
bad.
It sounds like he was kind of straight up just watching porn.
Watching
for a while.
Porn for a while.
That's what it sounds like. Throughout a whole when they clean out your pipes and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Whole cycle
which can
like,
take like hours, maybe.
Yeah.
Even.
No, I'll wait with it.
I'll wait. I got stuff.
Do you want us to do a
I got work to do.
Do you want us to call you an Uber to your private home? No.
Okay.
I'd like to wait with the car, please.
Oh no, I don't want to go home. I want to be in that lobby for a very
I
want to
be next to
where
everybody picks up a free donut.
Right, right. And
that's
touches magazines and shit. Dude, okay, how about this? What if the person is alone in the lobby? There's no kids, no other people. And he's a porn editor. And he's watching his edits. He's watching them down. Is that still bad?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, he says, that's it. Hope you guys can get some laughs out of that. And I hope you guys... can bring DB Live to Atlanta or somewhere down south. I want to go to Atlanta.
Atlanta
real
would
bad.
Be easy.
Really? Let's go,
for the same person that I was telling you about
it.
Before.
I would I've never been, and I want to see where Bowman's from.
It's hot.
And I want to see where they filmed The Walking Dead.
Yeah. The Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin Dead. And keep doing what you're doing, DB. Is the highlight. It's the highlight of my Friday. Shout out to Derek and Cooper in the digital void. Don't bring back the piss. And remember, it's 60, star 67.
We should have known then.
To not bring back the piss?
Yeah.
Okay. This is from Joshua. He's got his two cents on this piss situation. Good afternoon, Mike and Steve. My name is Josh. I am a fellow Italian stallion, longtime listener, first-time writer. I'm a two-piss drop boy from Guelph, Ontario, Canada. Guelph.
An Italian from Guelph, Ontario, Canada. Okay.
Guelph sounds like, I'm a fucking Guelph.
I'm a fucking Guelph.
I still see Guelph all over the place.
You ever make a bitch Guelph?
I have a pistry road and I'm going to weigh in.
I don't know what it means, but you know you probably shouldn't hang out with those guys.
No. Those are bad boys. This guy's got a pistry road saying, I was driving home from work on a 3-ish hour drive and really had to drain what my parents gave me. I did have a bottle in the car and I pissed in the bottle when I pulled off on the side of the road. I was on a highway, so it was a busy road, so I decided pissing in the car was best. For friends that are listening, I was in my previous car. No piss has graced my current car. Don't do that. Don't add that in there. That's not who your friends listen to this.
That's nice.
Yeah.
He told his friends about the show.
But he's like, it's not my car. It's not my new car. You're not going to get piss on you in my new car.
I thought that was a friend.
Really? You like that?
Yeah.
All right.
Why didn't you like
that? I just didn't like someone addressing someone else on our show to be like, this is for you and no one else.
You'll be all right.
I'll get over it. I might need a moment. Mike, can you read the rest of this?
Yeah. Just on a different website.
Yeah. Read me a story. Go to the Wikipedia about piss. Let me see some.
It says here.
I had such an aggressive piss and just so much volume that the bottle ended up full and I got a bit on my pants and also floor mat. It was so incredibly hard to stop this fire hose of piss, but I did it out of sheer will and strength. But unfortunately, not soon enough to not get some piss on me. This was about halfway through the drive, and it started to rain as I was further along driving home. So I pulled over again and poured the bottle out on the road close to the drain.
Directly onto my pants.
Right all over my pants, like my parents taught me. This was the perfect plan because God's piss disguised my piss. Oh, the rain. That's nice. So I agreed with Steve that I'm not a pants pisser.
Of course you would agree with Steve.
I only got a few drops, certainly not enough to warrant a change of pants. And if anyone saw my pants, I would have directed them to calicocutpants.com and explained that these aren't piss dots and it's got nothing to do with piss. Wouldn't you agree that's all you need? That's a I think you should leave Tim Robinson sketch where this guy gets piss on his pants.
Uh-huh.
And Tim Robinson comes in and he goes like, the guy's like, what, did you get piss on your pants? And he goes, and the guy comes in and he goes like, no, man, that's just how they come. The pants come like that. See, I got it too. And he's like promoting a whole business where they sell pants with a little bit of piss on it already. Okay. so that you know it's not piss. It just comes that way.
With pre-pissed
pants. It's got nothing to do with piss.
Sure.
So he says, the man in question is not a pants pisser. He peeped on his pants a little. A pants pisser is if you piss inside your pants, I believe. Second debate is squirt piss. Much love and stay clean and safe, Josh. All right, Josh. Okay. I think we've gotten like most of like what we got the general idea from the history roads and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I did want to read. I want to see if we can find Shannon's. Here we go. So my friend Shannon was saying, the subject line is pee-pee, and she says, hello, my favorite boys. I'm emailing because I have a quick piss point I'd like you to consider in the great piss debate. I think that if you call everything pissing your pants, like if it's all pissing your pants, then you kind of delegitimize the act of fully pissing your pants.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should call him a pants tinkler. He got tinkled. He tinkled his pants, not pissed. Interesting. That's an interesting perspective. But I did like the idea of not delegitimizing an actual pants pisser, mm-hmm. because I think that they deserve to be in a category all their own. Because if someone fully pissed their pants, mm-hmm. that's a pants pisser. That's someone that you pissed your pants. Mm-hmm. If you got a little bit of piss on your pants, I wouldn't want to be called a pants pisser. I wouldn't want to be categorized with the same people who fully pissed their pants.
Maybe you shouldn't have pissed your pants.
I mean, but it's an accident sometimes. It's not like intentional.
You're right.
And I think even the full piss in your pants is an accident sometimes.
You don't, if you're getting the person, the recipient of the nickname has nothing to do with the nickname.
It's not on them. Yeah.
And of course you're not going to want to be called a pants pisser. It's not a desirable thing to do. Maybe the thing that you can do is keep all the piss off your pants.
Right.
I made a concession in my original argument, I think, where I said, a couple drops, not pissing your pants. I'll give you that. There's piss on your pants and you gotta change your pants twice. You've pissed your pants.
All right, well, I think that there's so much more that I think we could talk a little bit about it in the next one if we wanted to, but I did say we were gonna put the toilet lid down on the piss
debacle. Yes, we're gonna close the seat on this.
So, unless you think we should read some more.
No.
I think we're good. All right.
I think what is the thing that we're never,
I think that there's too many variables to have a definitive answer. But I think that at least we've agreed on the fact that drops
is not pissing
your pants.
I'll give you that.
And I think we can end amicably on that hill.
Yes. Even though it is getting piss onto your pants.
Even though it is getting piss
There's
onto your pants.
There's piss in the fabric of your pants through drops, and you did it. But I will give you the benefit of the doubt, unless you have a teaspoon or tablespoon or more of piss on your pants.
I think we agree that it comes down to volume, and that's as good as I'd like to keep it, I think. Case closed on the piss debacle, guys. And that's it for those pistery roads, and talking about the piss debate on the show.
Never again will you hear us talk about piss
ever.
On this show.
We'll never mention piss again.
Got a bunch of shows. Can I talk about it?
Absolutely.
First of all, me and the King of Hollywood tonight at the Hollywood Improv, 7 o'clock and 9:45. You buy tickets to the 7 o'clock, you'll most likely be able to stay and hang out and have a drink with us for the rest of the night. It's a great way to start off your weekend and keep the piss out of your pants and out of your mind and out of your heart.
Keep the piss in the toilet, will you?
A couple more. I'm kind of going all over the place. February 24th. Yes. Thursday, February 24th, I'll be in Denver, Colorado with my good friend Olin Rogers at the Summit. March 4th, we're back for another Surrounded show at the Hollywood Improv.
You wrote it?
March 5th. No, improvisation, I said. March March 15th, Tuesday, Helium Comedy Club in Philadelphia with Olin Rogers. March 16th, DC Improv with Olin Rogers.
Tight. You're doing a little tour with Olin.
Yeah, a little bit. And March 18th, we'll be at the goddamn Gramercy Theater in New York City with me and Olin Rogers.
So tell me about that Gramercy Theater. That's kind of a big deal.
Yeah,
that's a big show. That's awesome, man.
That's kind of what we both wanted to do since the beginning of performing. I probably told the Schubert Theater story last week or whatever, but I've just always, both of us have always wanted to be in like that size theater, and we're a little bit older now and it's happening, and it really feels like something that you've always wanted to happening.
It's a culmination of all your hard work getting to a cool big theater like that. And hopefully it's the first of many.
But a lot of it depends on you guys. It's all, you know, they don't have you in there if you can't bring out people to sit in the seats. So that's why we would love to have you at any of these shows, because mm-hmm. we're only half the show, and then you guys enjoying it are the other half of the
and
show.
And that's a good show, because Olin is like an incredible speaker, and his stories are great, really intricate and good. And you're just like a great time as like a crowd work comedian,
and I talk about piss a lot.
Everybody, yeah. So that's a good show. You guys should probably go check that shit out if you're nearby. That shit.
Yeah. Thanks, Steve.
Of course, man. I give it my high endorsement.
Yes. Are you not around tomorrow night or tonight to see the King of Hollywood?
No, I can't make it, man. I got a lot of shit going on. I'm dealing with a bunch of shit, a bunch of plumbing problems at home.
You always tell me that you want to come, and the King of Hollywood, like to network, but.
I used to bump into him at parties and stuff, and he was kind of a big piece of shit to me once, so I don't know if I really want to go see that guy.
Understood.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
I might come by some point, though, because I want to support you, obviously.
I really appreciate that. I think a couple of other of our friends are coming.
Absolutely.
And I think it's going to be a great time.
Space.
Space.
So, guys, why don't you come check out those shows? Have a good time. Don't be a jackass.
Keep your eyes locked on the dynamicbanter.clothing store soon.
Oh, we got good shit coming, guys.
Lots of good fun shit coming.
Good fun shit coming. So thank you guys for coming to the show. We really hope that you guys enjoyed it. We hope that you guys, you know, maybe come to one of these shows in the future. So thank you guys so much.
Space, space.
This is a serious
That was a HeadGum Podcast.